What's good? What's good? How y'all doing today, man? This is your boy Commotion, and welcome to Code of Black once again. I definitely appreciate you for tuning in, man. It's currently about 38 degrees right now in Atlanta, Georgia, and the high for the day is 53. So you know you got to bundle up. The wind is blowing about 24 miles per hour, man. So please wear layers, people, if you're here in the A, or I think it's pretty much cold across the U.S., besides Cali and New Mexico and all that, Texas. But, man, I hope y'all having a good day. I hope you had a good sleep. You know, went to sleep with positive vibes. You know what I'm saying? Woke up with positive vibes. And please just have a blessed day, man. Please, let's start off the week right, y'all. Let's empower each other, my beautiful kings and queens, man. You know? But, man, let's go ahead and get into the opening quote of the day. But before we do, I almost forgot, y'all. If you got kids, man, I hope they made the school on time today. If you went to work, I hope you made it to work on time today. And if you're in college, I think y'all on spring break. But if you're not, I hope you made the class on time today. You know. But man, whatever y'all did out there, man, or whatever you're doing out there today, I just hope that you keep positive vibes, positive spirits, and a positive outlook and perspective on life as a whole, man. Because we know what does it do? It makes a big difference, right? Yeah, that's true, man. But man, let's go ahead and get into the opening quote of the day. A society that keeps a secret so they can continue to sell medication for huge profit is not a real society, but a huge mental asylum. Bars. Man, shout out to the Dr. Sebi, man, the Honduran herbalist, pathologist, naturalist, and healer. He had developed the cure of all disease with herbs and a unique vegan diet, which makes sense. He has spent decades studying the plants and herbs of North, South, and Central America, Africa, and the Caribbean. Man, rest easy, King. I know they eliminated you, but we're going to say that for another day. And thank you for all that you have done, especially for the melanated peoples. Man, shout out to you, man. Wakanda forever. But nah, man, shout out to the King, Dr. Sebi, man. But man, you know, the topic today is, let's talk about elevation, man. You know, I'm not going to talk you all's head off today, but let's talk about knowing when you have to elevate to the next level. Because oftentimes, us humans, and especially our people, Afro-Americans, we don't always know when to elevate, you know? We try to hold it down, we try to be real, we try to relate to everybody, we try to appease everyone, but at the end of the day, you cannot become successful that way, you know? And that's one of the main things, you know, I want to talk about. Let's state a couple things, like, you know, a couple of signs of when you know it's time to elevate to the next level, you know? So the first one is when you get bored doing what used to be fun. And this could be from a year ago, this could be from a couple months ago. Elevation can happen quick, man, like the snap of a finger, you feel me? So that's the first one, when you get bored doing what used to be fun. When things that used to be funny can't even make you smile anymore. Yo, that's so true, man. Cause it's certain things now, like, it's just not funny to me more. Like, I'm more mature, I'm older. You know what I'm saying? I done been through different things in the last couple years. It's just not funny to me anymore. When your conversation with some friends does nothing for you anymore. Now, this is one of those topics, one of these bullet points that I want to elaborate on a little bit. You know, when you have a conversation with a friend and it's no longer beneficial to you or beneficial for either one of you, I mean, you just got to let it go, man. I mean, I feel like us as a people, we hold on to friends, items, materialistic things, relationships. We hold on to them way too long, you know? So, I mean, let it go, man. If their conversation level isn't on your level, that doesn't mean that you're above them. You know, you're just elevating to that next stage, man, in success, you know? And my mom, shout out to my mom. She always used to tell me that. And I definitely understand, you know, where she's coming from now. You know, I just had to get my mind right, you know? But, you know, that's definitely a big key, man. You know, they may talk about stuff that you don't want to talk about anymore. That's basically what that bullet point means. And you got to go to that next level, you feel me? And I'm talking to myself as well, you know? And the next bullet point, when you talk about goals and dreams, and the ones around you can barely relate, that goes hand in hand with the last bullet point I just stated. If you have dreams, aspirations, goals, and people can't even attribute or contribute to what you're talking about in that specific statement, then it's time to let them go, man. You gotta let them go, dog. If people around you still want to talk about the girls, let's get on these broads, you know, let's get on these hoes, let's get on these, you know, freaks, whatever. And no disrespect, ladies. You know, this is just for the topic purpose. I took that out of my vocabulary for the most part. Unless, you know, sometimes women make me mad, so I try to take it out of my vocabulary. But please forgive me for, you know, saying that. But man, you know, when people can barely relate, you know what I'm saying? Why are you around that person? You know, the goal is to really kick it with like-minded people that are, you know, striving for success, or people that are already there. Now we do have some people that, you know, some friends or some family that we can inspire to be on our level as far as, you know, level to success. You know, it's not about, you know, you're beneath me or nothing like that, you know. You know, it's still humility involved. But, you know, you may have to inspire others to get to your level so that you both can, you know, strive for success and continue to be friends and continue to have relationship and relations or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the summary of that bullet point. I just wanted to elaborate on it a little bit. Drop a couple of gems, you know what I'm talking about? And, you know, the last bullet point is when the after-hour spots don't appease you anymore. Now, you know, we all like to go to lounges. We all like to enjoy ourselves at clubs and whatever you like to do to enjoy yourself. Everyone doesn't like lounges. Everyone doesn't like clubs. But for general purposes, you know, we're going to talk about after-hour spots. You know, when those spots no longer, you know, bring any type of satisfaction to you, you tired of the same music, you tired of the girls with the tight dresses, you tired of the dudes talking to you, you tired of the woman trying to talk to you for the men, and, you know, it just gets old. Excuse me. And when things get old, you know, it's time to go on to the new thing, you know? Because when you continue to do the same thing, you're no longer inspired, you know? That's kind of on the side of insanity. You know, you're going to the same spots. You're expecting something different when you know how that spot is. And we can use that specific example for many things in life. You know, we're never supposed to do things for too long. And everything has a balance. And sometimes us humans, we tend to overdo one thing and not do something enough, you know? So that's why I try to continue to read and continue to try to have intellectual conversations, especially about what needs to be done in our community, and actually talking about the actions that need to be taken and actually taking action, you know? Because that's us, the people, we all talk about things, but it's time to take action. And that's why I joined the organization, the 1,000 Men March. Not 1,000 Man March, the 1,000 Men March. Because I typed it on Facebook on a status I posted, just telling people to go sign up for the site. And I accidentally typed 1,000 Man March, and all Caucasian men popped up. And I was like, hold on now. Now I know the brothers didn't change up the format of how the page is supposed to look. It kind of threw me for a loop, man. So it's the 1000menmarch.com. And it's not a Black Lives Matter movement, but shout out to that movement. It's not a Black Panther movement, but shout out to that movement. This movement is, you know, just reclaiming our communities, man. Because we're always talking about what the white man has done, what the government has done. You know what I'm saying? But we got to take ownership for our own selves. We have to hold ourselves accountable. And you do that by just going into these various communities like we have done in Atlanta on January 8th on a Saturday at 12 noon. We met at King Chapel. We went to various communities in Atlanta, Georgia, that were definitely not the nicest communities. And we just demonstrated peace, love, unity, solidarity, you know? And shout out to the president, for Zacharias H. Muhammad, for receiving that sign from the Lord, from God, and actually putting it on wheels and getting it rolling. You know, and it's a lot of people that contributed, but he's the president, so I just wanted to give him a shout out. And shout out to Mr. J. Real Estate, the big homie, the young Malcolm, that's what they call him. He's very insightful. He's a real estate mogul, celebrity realtor, but he keeps it real, man. And he really wants to put a helping hand into the community, and especially the Afro-American community. But, you know, that's for another topic. I'm rambling, y'all. Let me go ahead and let y'all go on with y'all day. But, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, I said all that to say, you know, because this podcast is an empowerment podcast. That's why I created it. I want to empower my people and empower others as well, you know. Just because I talk about Afro-Americans on here, and I'm going to continue to talk about Afro-American empowerment, doesn't mean you can't use that to change yourself and improve yourself, you know. Just convert it and use it for positivity for your day as well. You know, that's all I gotta say today, man. I just wanted to talk about a few bullet points of, you know, when you know it's time to elevate to that next level of success. I'm not a success guru or anything. I'm still going through life like you are too. But I do know a few things, and I do hold myself accountable when it comes to striving for success. We all have to pick ourselves up every now and then, you know. Some more than others, some less than others. But the goal is to achieve success. And one of the goals of our community should be to empower each other as well. And I know it's hard, man. You get some ignorant folks, man, of all colors, man. You get some ignorant people and they bring you down, dog. I already know, man. They bring you down sometimes. You just be wanting to snap, man. But just keep it together, man. Because what if Malcolm would have snapped? What if Martin would have snapped? What if Marcus Garvey would have snapped? You know what I'm saying? In the middle of their strive for empowerment and success for the Afro-American community. They wouldn't even gotten that far. They wouldn't even have gotten as far as they did, you know? But let me stop rambling, like I said, man. You know, the goal is always to educate, inspire, and enlighten. EIE. I appreciate you for tuning in, man. And always remember, winners make adjustments. Peace, my kings and queens. Promotion checking out. So well, I'm like a sampling kit. Give a fuck about who get pissed about my samples and skits. It's mad, I'm remixing it. Shout out to Tory Lanez, by the way. But that young king, he coming up soon, dog. Because they're soft and violent. Speak of silence and give them coffins and violence. Yeah. All beat with Cisco haircuts, wildin' and styling and dissing. Guess they just trying to go viral. I feel them.
This your favorite song, this gon' be your favorite song. Except when I say it, it's really the people's favorite song. You did a vid diss in the flex I ate. I could've flexed a Rari and Rafe. I ain't. Said I bought my house the other day, I'm flexed in the paint. Real estate, I'm property shopping. It's probably watching, got the gadget go flow. Noble and Soho. I've been crossed by sickness, I used to go toe to toe foe. Blow for blow flow, sick enough to eat a blowfish. G5 jet playing goldfish, eating goldfish. For the record, I did it for the homeless. It's Jova Rose through the hood on the corner where I was homeless as father.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.